This is The Beat, a conversation about the Charleston County Sheriff's Office and our community. I'm your host, Oshie Alford.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Beat. I am your hostess, Oshie, and with me I have, yet again,
Patrick Morris, Chief Deputy with the Sheriff's Office, Jail Administrator.
He works at the Detention Center, and today we are going to talk about Halloween, which is coming up, and some safety tips and things to look out for.
A couple things we wanted to discuss is parents, make sure that when you're trick-or-treating with your kids, make sure that you have a proportionate number of adults to children. You know, it's never a great idea at night to have one parent watching 8 to 10 kids. You make sure that it's proportional. Other things, make sure that you stay around areas that you're familiar with. If your kids get separated, you don't have a problem finding your way back or retracing your steps. You're mindful of anybody driving, because drivers are going to be distracted just like you. There's going to be a lot to see. There's a lot of decorations. And drivers might be distracted, even if they're driving slow. They might be distracted at looking at a house and not see somebody running across in front of the street. We've discussed this in the past. Something that makes you more visible, possibly like maybe glow sticks for your group or something like that, is always a good thing to do. Or anything that makes you just that much more visible to a driver. Also, parents, make sure, as usual, as always, check your children's candy. Try not to take any homemade stuff, because it doesn't happen often, but it has happened where people do tamper with the candy, and we want to see the kids have safe, enjoyable night.
I thought it was a mess. And I thought it was just an excuse for my mom to take candy from us as kids. I didn't really think that they would, like...
It does. There are people that want to rain on people's fun, so they will do things to... I don't think it's that common, but it has happened. Mm-hmm. Like, there's documented cases of people tampering with candy. So that's what I said. Just be mindful of homemade stuff. Also, inspect the candy before you let your kids eat them. Also, it's a good holiday for dentists, so they're going to really enjoy that. Speaking for my dentist, you should... let your kids only have candy in moderation.
I disagree. I think you should let children have as much candy as they want. This is the one holiday of the year where that should be strictly allowed. There should be no rules on candy other than maybe making sure that it's safe. And you're wrong. So kids enjoy as much candy as you want, and I hope that the parents have fun with that, because I, as an aunt, will be giving my nephew as much candy as he had once.
Well, dentists and doctors may disagree, but I mean, who are they? So the other thing is for drivers, be mindful again, when you're driving around, even if you're doing the speed limit, slow it down even a little bit more, because there's gonna be a lot of excited children mm-hmm. that are more excited about going to the next house. They may not necessarily see you driving down the street. So just be a little bit more mindful, slow it down. If the speed limit's 25, let's knock it down to 18 or 20. Just to give you a little bit more reaction time, because again, we want you to have a good night too.
Plus, if you go slower, then you get to see all the Halloween costumes, which is an added bonus.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I mean. People will be distracted. They'll want to see what's going on. I know in my neighborhood, we have a lot of great decorations, a lot of really imaginative houses and owners in my neighborhood that have had great decorations. And I was looking at them last night, actually. So just be mindful of that.
Do you have a full-size candy bar neighborhood? Or
a full-size candy
bar? The full-size candy bar neighborhood.
I believe so. Okay. Mine will be full-size. I'm not going to tell you where I live, but it'll be full-size.
Well, I guess you'll have to keep a lookout for that neighborhood, whichever it may be, because apparently we don't get to know that and have an immediate track for the full-size candy bars. That wouldn't be tampered with.
Correct. You're a safe make sure candy the packet. Yeah, make sure the candy is fully wrapped. Also, I do have to give a plug for, we have a lot of events in the Charleston area this year for Halloween, so mm-hmm. just be mindful of that.
We had one this past weekend. We did a trunk or treat here.
Yeah. So there's going to be churches, businesses. It's always a safe alternative too for trick or treating. So just be mindful of that, mm-hmm. or I should say, pay attention to that, because they could be a lot of fun. There's also other venues and things like that.
So since we can't know what neighborhood you live in, so we can get the full size safe candy bars, could you at least tell us what your favorite Halloween costume was?
My favorite Halloween costume ever was when I was little. I was Spider-Man. And I really enjoyed that.
The original Amazing Spider-Man?
Yes. It was not in the 50s.
I didn't say that.
It was much more recent than that, but it was years ago with the plastic mask and everything. It was my favorite costume of all time.
That's exciting.
And you?
I was Esmeralda. It was very cool, and I had like the little belt with the coins on it that jingled when I walked. It was very cool. Scored a lot of candy that year. Speaking of candy, do you have a favorite candy bar? Or just tell us what candy you're giving out.
No. I'm not giving it away for the kids in the neighborhood. You're going to have to see. But it will be full-size candy bars.
Okay. I like zero bars, so if anyone wants to deliver zero bars to the sheriff's office for me, and you can check to make sure they're not tampered with, those are the best candy bars in my humble opinion. So I know that on our docket today we're supposed to discuss ERT, which is, what is ERT?
ERT is our emergency response team inside our facility. It's our tactical unit for response within the jail. Mm-hmm. And we are currently now hiring for direct hires for ERT. Mm-hmm. ERT is just that. It's a special weapons and tactics team inside the facility. It's used for unruly, dangerous, or high-profile movements within inside the facility, as well as to back up and support detention deputies working in the units. Mm-hmm. ERT is our first responders within inside the facility. We're currently looking for anybody with military, law enforcement, or detention tactical experience that's looking for a rewarding and uplifting profession. We have competitive pay and a great work environment for them. So if you're interested, please go to ccsojobs.com.
Fantastic. And that sounds like an exciting career that people should look into. And I think we'll probably have some sort of little snippet on the website as well to where you can read through and make sure that you have the necessary requirements or if it sounds like something that's up your alley. Plus, if you're interested, I'm sure you could stop by the detention center and speak with them and they'd be happy to walk you through and tell you a little bit more about the position before you get too involved.
Absolutely. We give public tours every Friday. If somebody's interested, just contact us ahead of time, mm-hmm. and we'll make sure that you can get a tour to see something you're interested in.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks again. This has been a very special episode where we talked about Halloween and ERT, which is Emergency Response Team. Sounds very cool. Thank you again for joining us. I hope you had as much fun as I did.
I did. It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you next time.
This has been The Beat, a conversation about the Charleston County Sheriff's Office and our community. I'm your host, Oshie Alford. Look for future episodes by following the Charleston County Sheriff's Office on Facebook, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.